so nervous. This mailbag makes me so nervous.
It really doesn't. I'm just joking. I'm fine. Hey, welcome into the mailbag. And it's a Texas Lottery Texan scratch-off mailbag. So the best question... The best question wins $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-off. So let's get going. All right, all right, all right. We did a Chewbacca joke about Fitzpatrick's beard last week, and you guys just couldn't let it go. You had to keep rolling with it and talking about it. So Fitzpatrick, Ryan Fitzpatrick, has been compared to UConn Cornelius, Ike Clanton from Tombstone, as well as Lorax from Dr. Seuss. So you guys got that out of your system? I'll join in the fun. I say he looks like a skinny, blonde Santa Claus. How about that? Is that good? All right. So you guys love beards and you love shenanigans. Now, J.J. Watt's touchdown was not a trick play, according to Watt and to Bill O'Brien. But it's different, and it does fall in the shenanigans category because it's not often that you see a defensive end catching a pass. So one of you guys asked, any chance we'll see J.J. Watt on offense on a trick play where the ball is pitched to him and he throws a TD to Andre Johnson? That's from Daniel Fuentes. And Daniel, you get the Question of the Week award, and you get 50 of these Texas Lottery scratch-offs. As far as him throwing a touchdown pass, boy, that would be something, but I don't see it happening. Or do I? Dun, dun, dun. Chris Royal asks this one. Don't you think it's about time you got a bigger office? You deserve one, Drew. Keep up the good work. Thanks, but I don't see a bigger office coming anytime soon. But I appreciate that. Sirius Cloud, and I don't think that's really your name, Sirius Cloud. Drew, why did you give up the name Seth MacFarlane? Your work is nothing to be ashamed of. Go Texans. Thanks. Dustin Collins has this. Hey, Drew, I grew up an Oilers fan. Me too. And I jumped to the Houston Texans as soon as we had a team again. Unfortunately, I don't live in Texas anymore, but just north of New York City. Any way you can get me tickets to the Giants game this Sunday? No. Sorry, but no. But thanks for staying with us. We really appreciate that, but no. Casey Owen, our defense is stellar with Cushing, Watt, and Swearinger lighting up guys left and right. But on third down, could we see Foster's one-cut style used against those puny, beardless, opposing QBs? Keep up the good work, Drewster. Reminds me of Punky Brewster. Some of you probably don't know what that means. Maybe the world is blind. But as far as Arian Foster playing defense, I just don't see that happening. Call me crazy. I just don't see it happening. But thanks for the question. Jaime Gomez, may the force be with him. And may the force be with you, Jaime. Brandon Cooley has a good question. Was DeAndre Hopkins chosen to be the Houston Food Bank ambassador for a certain reason, or did he volunteer? It is a great cause. Yeah, he was honored to be chosen for it. I think it's something that he had expressed an interest in, a charity that he had expressed an interest in, and so now he's going to be the face of the Super Bowl of Caring, and he's also helping out with the Houston Food Bank. Really cool cause. Very, very important to him, and we're going to have something on that on Sunday, so keep your eyes peeled on HoustonTexans.com. Don't really peel your eyes. It'd be gross. Those questions again, you guys. Man, keep sending them in. I promise. I don't promise. But I'm going to try to get to every question I can in the future. So we love you. This has been another mailbag, and I'll see you next time.